What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And with that, the Ben and Woods holiday break comes to an end. Good morning.
Freaking Sammy.
I have no problem jumping on the Sammy gravy train.
Mm-mm.
And I have no problem with him taking as much advantage as possible of it. If it annoys you, that's your problem.
Yeah, I mean, I said that about Hawk Tua, girl.
Hawk Tua!
Now, will Sammy come out with an end-of-season meme coin? I don't know.
Don't rug a bunch of people out there, Sammy, with your, end-of-season meme coin, the Sammy coin.
And with that, the Ben and Woods holiday break comes to an end. Good morning.
Hawk Tua to you, my friends.
Hawk Tua!
Yeah. Not everybody is, as you mentioned, was a big fan of it. We got a call from across the pond. And you'll hear it here on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, right, lads. That's him, Stuart McAllister, calling in. Happy New Year's. How was your New Year's? Mine was a bit restful, but I was a bit plagued by the voice of one of your employees over at my fan there. I couldn't turn anywhere without hearing the dulcet tones of Sammy Levitt in my ear. I think he posted 25 reels on the New Year's Day. saying things like, Coldplay, thanks for using my sound. With that, the 2024 season comes to an end. Riverside County Planned Parenthood, cheers for using my sound. I would get that, Sammy, you're dead popular there, TikTok star and all that. But if I'm honest, if I had a bit like that, I too would milk it till the teats got raw. Maybe next year I'll try my own. I push off 2025, that's the end of that. Maybe we'll workshop that a bit. But other than that, my New Year's was good, except for my son, who's stopped listening to me. He's been shut up in his room. Aww. He's decided that I'm not cool enough. I say, son, what are you doing? He's shut up. He says, be quiet, Dad. I'm a Scrabinator now. I don't have to listen to you. And he's got the shirt that says Scrabinator. I say, what's a Scrabinator? But he will not talk to me. So if maybe he can help me with this Scrabinator phenomenon. I don't need the Scrabinator. I just want my son back. Blind and indoctrinated. And with that, this phone call comes to an end as well. Looking forward to talking to you throughout the Padre season 2025 and all that, lads. Cheers.
It's just phenomenal.
Stuart.
Thank you, buddy.
Always ready to chime in.
So he's lost his son to the Scrivener.
He's been
indoctrinated into the Scrivener.
Scravy does have his own way of looking at the world.
He does. He does.
Definitely true.
Mount up, Scrivenators. And I don't know what he's done to this kid, but the guy goes, I just want my son back. Absolutely brilliant. brilliant.
Oh, man. All right. Well, he's looking forward to the Padres season, at least. I am also still looking forward to the Padres season, and I'm here to tell everybody who's down in the dumps.
Oh, Brightside Benny's here already. First day.
I think it's important because I've spent the last 2 weeks.
I gotta take my sweatshirt off for this. Hang on.
I have spent the last 2 weeks, whether I've been, playing golf with the GOAT, and people come up to me and go, it's not looking good for the Padres, right? And I just have to remind everybody, first of all, the offseason isn't over yet. We're still a month away from spring training. Secondly, winning the offseason doesn't guarantee a darn thing. We've had plenty of Padres offseasons where they've won and we've celebrated, probably overly celebrated the moves that they've made in the offseason.
2023 come to mind.
Yeah,
for
exactly. And also, by the way, they have a lot of good players coming back that are going to remain on the team going forward. Sure, it's fair to point out the areas where they still need better players on the roster. They need another outfielder. They need another pitcher. They need a catcher. There's time to make some moves. There will be moves made between now and the start of spring training and the start of the season. I promise you that. AJ Preller, there's no chance he is just locked in. Oh, yeah, no, we're going to do absolutely nothing with our major league roster in the offseason. It's physically impossible for that guy to do nothing in the offseason.
Preaching patience is a hard sermon. It's a hard sermon to give, and especially preaching patience in the year 2025. Looking at the teams that have spent the most, the New York Yankees, the New York Mets, and the Los Angeles Dodgers, right? Those are the three teams that have spent the most. They just happen to reside in the biggest markets in the country. I don't want to go the other way fully because everything you just said is absolutely right. It's absolutely unequivocally correct. No one can accuse you of being an optimist, a homer, whatever. I agree with all of those things. I think it is fair to look at it and go, oh God, you know, there was a thing that came out over the break, Benny, that was like, hey, let's take a look at some of these long-term contracts and where they're going to look after the 2027 season and how much they'll have remaining. So I think, my message since we've been doing this has been like, I can't really worry about down the road. I got to just worry about the game in front of us, right? Win today's game.
It was the contracts that look like they'll be like the worst in 4 years.
Yeah, we got like three of them.
They had both Manny and Xander was on that list. And that's fair. And we knew that when those contracts were signed. There's a chance.
But see, so much time has passed since those a lot of those contracts, there's been some years, and you didn't get the chip that you so desperately wanted to, that you're spending all that money to get. You didn't get that chip. If you get the chip, nobody's going to care. That's what we always said. Mm-hmm. When they signed Manny, we go, I don't care when he's 40, if he's making $39 million. If you have a World Series ring, who cares?
I
still stand by that.
I also know when it comes to predictions and lists like that one, they will probably be right on some of them, and they will probably be wrong on some of them. And maybe they'll be wrong, and Manny will continue to be productive into his late 30s, and it will look like a steal. I have no idea. Is there a chance that both of those deals are going to be albatrosses around the necks of the Padres and, you know, hamstring their payroll and options? Yeah. Yeah, that's the danger of signing any player to a massive deal. I will tell you that the Fernando Tatis Jr. 14-year deal is looking like a real steal
right now
at this moment. Now, that could change as well, because anytime you commit yourself to that long of a period of time and that high of a dollar figure, it's a risk. And the Padres decided to take some risks in the last decade. They can't really take more risks like that.
That's the thing.
You can't be surprised that they're not going out and signing someone to a $180 million deal. That Corbin Burnes is not a Padre should not come as a shock to anyone.
Correct.
They weren't going to go out and spend $200 million on a pitcher this offseason.
They may never do it again.
They were always working around the fringes. I won't say never, but I would say in the next couple of years, you're not going to see gigantic deals for players. Now, I don't know what Michael King might be able to command on an extension, and I would think they will look very seriously into extending Michael King, if possible, in the next year. Maybe even, it's possible that Dylan Cease could get an extension. I'm a little more realistic on that one, where I feel like this is probably either his last season or maybe it's already been his last season with the Padres. But I definitely think Michael King may have a future in San Diego, and that won't be cheap either.
I like this comment here a lot, and it's something you can you know, pick apart. C20 Moreno says, ownership gambling, that interest will remain this high without remaining aggressive and winning. I don't know that it's a gamble yet. Again, let's get to spring training. And yeah, man, I agree with you. If Matt Waldron's your four and Randy Vasquez is your five and Mike Brousseau is your starting left fielder and Brett Sullivan's your backup catcher and Campy's behind the dish, I'd say they're rolling the dice, hoping that you're going to come out and watch King. And that's, again, if they keep Arise and they keep Cease, right? And I'd go watch that team. I'm excited. I'm fired up for that team to see what they can do. Not every position is going to be an all-star. I get that. But yeah, like then we have to worry about this with Michael King next year if he doesn't sign an extension. And on we go, you know. And so I don't look at it necessarily as a gamble right now because I think the interest in this team should be high. I think it should absolutely be high. You got good players coming back. They're not starting from scratch and they haven't sold you a bill of goods. But if you do go in without being aggressive even a little bit this offseason, that's going to be tough.
It's not tough until you actually fail on the field.
Correct.
You can do nothing. No one cares as long as you're winning on the
field.
Yeah,
if you win, who cares who's
so,
on the roster?
So, you know, the pressure will be higher. If the less they do, the pressure becomes higher on the front office and team to win. When A.J. Preller made a ton of moves and they didn't work out, it was easy to blame either the players or the coaches, the manager, like, hey, he gave you the talent. How did you mess this up with the kind of players that A.J. Preller acquired for you? When you don't do anything, all of a sudden you look at, okay, what's going on with the GM? What's going on with ownership? You know, if the team doesn't succeed. Yeah, they just didn't have the horses for it this year. I think they still have the horses to be a championship contender going forward.
A contender, yeah. Playoff team potentially. But again, you know, The teams that spend the most money in the offseason, that's who has the most pressure. They have to win. You know, the Dodgers have to win. The Yankees have to win. The Mets have to win. Those are the teams that have to. Now, our payroll is still fairly high right now. I still feel that the Padres still have to win. I just don't think they have the horses to do it right now. But the offseason's not over.
But again, and the offseason's not over. And by the way, the team that you take to the playoffs is not the one you even take to the start of the season either.
Correct.
There's a trading deadline.
Correct.
You know, that where the Padres are in July is going to dictate a lot as well. If they're, you know, 10 games above 500 and fighting for a playoff spot, you know A.J. Preller is going to be aggressive again and will be willing to deal some prospects. You know, hopefully some of those prospects start to impress and rise and, you know, become guys you can dangle for other players at the trade deadline. A lot of championships are won July, August, September.
The last one was won July,
exactly.
August, September.
Yeah.
About the contributions the Dodgers got from the guys they brought in at the deadline.
It feels very few championships are won in November and December.
Correct.
With the moves that are made now.
And who knows that better than us? I mean, who knows that better than us? I agree with you. I don't know that it's doomer about 25. I think it's the doomer feeling is 25 and beyond. You know, which, who knows? You may not be here then, so you have no idea. But I'm going to worry about 25. That's my I'm not telling you how to fan. That's my personal kind of thoughts. I'm going to worry about 2025. See if we can get a couple of pieces here, and let's run this thing.
For now,
you still got to win the game.
For now, the Padres still have a waiting list for season tickets. They didn't lose it when they had a miserable 2023 season. They didn't lose it when they cut $90 million of payroll before 2024. I'm not really concerned that they're going to take a big dip in 2025.
Now, Tony asked, did the Padres have a core, and are they going to trade their core players? They absolutely have a core. And the only core player I think that would garner any interest is Fernando Tatis Jr. And I'll tell you right now, if they trade Fernando Tatis Jr.
It's Fernando Tatis Jr.
I don't even know. I would lose my mind, straight up. That may be it
this
for me.
This is Jackson Merrill.
In the radio,
he's another,
you know, he's another
he's
core
He's absolutely
player.
Part of that core.
Yep.
So.
I think, you always have to evaluate the return, but it would be a really hard sell if the Padres traded either of those guys right now.
No.
All right,
I don't even think you answer that phone call right now, buddy.
All right, we will take a timeout. I want to talk. I know you got a little love for your Notre Dame Fighting Irish earlier. I want to talk about the college football quarterfinals last week.
What happened?
The semifinals
more,
that are coming up.
Does it not anymore?
This week, Final Four is set, and we'll talk a little college football.
Woo!
Right after a check of traffic. First, though, I want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com going into 2025 strong. I know many of you probably put on a couple of pounds over the holidays. Even I put on a couple of pounds over the holidays. I tried to keep it manageable, but I know, thanks to the SDFatLoss.com plan, I'm okay. You know, they've shown me how to eat, how to lose the weight, how to make sure it comes off fast when I need to do so. You can sign up as well. Go to SDFatLoss.com. Find out how you can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. I lost 40 pounds back in the summer of 2023. I have kept that weight off. I'm still over 40 pounds down, even after adding a couple of pounds, like two, over the holidays. It's okay. I've kind of reset my metabolism. They help you do that with their proprietary strategies. And it's based on real foods that I get at the store. I prepare for myself, bring them to work. It really changed my life. It can change yours as well. Don't rely on injections. They're fads. They will not sustain your weight loss. Once you stop taking them, the weight comes right back on. You want to be able to maintain your weight loss. SDFatLoss.com has the strategies for you. So to learn how their clients lower their metabolic age by 17 years, go to SDFatLoss.com now. Schedule your free consultation in 2025. Get that weight off for good at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary. We'll be right back with some college football talk here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you guys enjoyed the playoffs in college football? Just general, you don't have to have a team.
Unequivocally?
Unequivocally.
No.
What?
The games have been mostly terrible.
Oh, you're that guy?
Well, I mean, they have.
It's been phenomenal.
What?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal, a 12-team playoff.
The margin of victory in the 8 games they've played so far, 10, 14, 18, 25, 17, 8 in double overtime. That was a good game. 20 and 13. An average
been awesome.
Of 15.6 points per game.
Some of the garbage time, touchdowns late. I mean, the games, look, go do the I don't know the answer, and I could be shooting myself in the foot. Go look at the NFL playoffs last year and tell me what it was. Do you have those?
I don't have those.
If you find those, we've seen 55 to 10 Super Bowls. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has been a blast for, and I think so good for college football. That's I have no Notre Dame glasses on. I'm just saying, like, I've loved it. I've loved sitting down on the couch and watching the majority of these games. There have been a couple clunkers, but there's always a couple clunkers. Why is everyone acting like to be a good football game, it's got to be last second heroics, you know, 50-yard touchdown pass? We see this in every sport.
Last year's wild card playoff round. Give here are your final scores. 45-14, 26-7, 48-32, 24-23, Lions over the Rams, 31-17, 32-9.
It's a one
good game.
Not good.
Good game, if that's your criteria.
In the next round, you had 3 good games. In the divisional round, you had 3 close games. Conference championships were both close within a score. And then the Super Bowl obviously went to overtime.
So I've loved it, man.
You do have, I mean, any playoffs, the first round, you're going to have the biggest blowouts. NCAA tournament, round of 64.
Yeah.
You get the biggest blowouts. I'm not saying that the format is bad. I'm saying that this year's particular crop of games have not been very entertaining.
I've loved it. Probably because I've won every bet. So
fine.
That helps. That helps.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I mean, but
I haven't missed one.
Other than the Texas-Arizona State Peach Bowl, which was an absolute classic.
Almost worth 2 games.
Really
it was
great
so
game.
Good.
The other 7 games have all been awful. They just have.
Awful.
They've been awful.
Awful.
Yes, awful.
Isn't it fun sometimes to watch teams get bodied? I kind of enjoy it. I kind of like the team that is, as you know, run their mouth. I
mean, unless
the
I'm
Indiana,
a huge
Notre Dame
fan of
good.
One of the teams, yeah. And they're the ones doing the bodying. No,
yeah.
I watch sports because I want close, exciting games at the end. I lose interest when a team is up by 25 points in the third quarter.
Mm.
It just feels like you're running out the clock.
God,
and there's
I love
just
it.
No reason to keep watching.
Okay, well, I loved it. I think it's been so good.
The results of the game, I don't know that really matters. Like, how much have you guys enjoyed the expanded playoffs and seeing teams that otherwise wouldn't be there?
100%. I loved it.
Boise State, Arizona State. Like,
even SMU, Indiana. Like, I think it's been so cool.
I don't hate the format. I agree with most of the pundits out there who say guarantee a playoff spot to the conference winners, but don't guarantee them the bye.
The bye.
Yeah. Give the 4 bye teams, the best teams get the byes.
Okay,
even if they
judge?
Didn't win their... Well, how are they judging the 12 teams? You have your committee. They decide who the best 4 teams are. They get the byes. I don't know that Arizona State and Boise State deserve the bye. They deserve to be in the playoffs. I don't know that they deserve the bye based on their strength of schedule, who they beat over the year. And, you know, in Boise State's case, yeah, they weren't terrible, but you know, they certainly weren't on the same level as Penn State.
Nope.
When it came to, you know, the line play. I mean, even with Ashton Gentry, you had 104 yards. He had nowhere to run most of the game,
yeah,
because they were playing against a much tougher defensive line than the vast majority of their games this season.
But, I mean, you just, there's no way to make it fair. None. There's no way. There's literally zero way. So if you reseed and do this and that, you're telling me that...
You will always have some blowouts.
Bro, that
of course.
Like, okay, so that Boise State team, if they had gotten a better draw, or that Arizona State team had gotten a better draw, but they had to go up and face Ohio State in the championship, how good is that championship going to be? I mean, their first round matchup is excruciatingly brutal, and Ashton Gentry, the best player in the country, the guy that should have won the Heisman Trophy, he can't get it done in that game. He's going to be able to do it in the championship, so it's never going to be fair.
The biggest disappointment, the one game that everyone was looking forward to, was the Oregon-Ohio State rematch, and
yeah,
Oregon laid an egg. They just laid an egg. They ruined the Rose Bowl.
But they had a bad day.
They
beat that team this year.
They did.
They beat that team.
I'm not saying they didn't deserve to be there. They were the number one team in the nation. They were undefeated. Yeah. They had a really bad day. They were down 34-0, and it made the Rose Bowl just an unentertaining, not a fun game to watch.
Yeah, so, I mean, it stunk. It stunk.
It was terrible.
That one stunk, and I expected more from Oregon. I did. Every team's entitled to a bad day. You know, they are. And unfortunately, it came.
The Sugar Bowl was kind of interesting. Georgia didn't look like they could move the ball. I don't know if it was their quarterback or it was Notre Dame's
defense.
Maybe
it was Notre Dame's defense. One of the best in the country.
Notre Dame scored like all their points in 54 seconds.
Unbelievable.
And then the rest of the game, there was just nothing from either team. So I can't say that was a great game either. It was interesting. Mm. You know, they had the smart, you know, your coach,
he's unreal,
Marcus
man.
Freeman.
I love him so much.
The punt team switch thing they did. On fourth down that resulted in the offsides penalty.
The hell is going on?
That was some really brilliant coaching right there by Marcus Freeman.
Kirby Smart and filled his diaper after that game too, which should be to no surprise.
I'll say this. I think the system's great. I've really enjoyed it this year. And the expanded playoffs, getting every team feeling like San Diego State, if everything went their way, they at least have a chance. They could be in one of these games. But man, not that it's really that bad of a thing, but how much do you feel like a junkie watching any other bowl game? They mean nothing now.
Yeah.
They never really did. But the Emperor has no clothes, and now you're noticing that the Emperor has no clothes.
I got to the point where I'm like, I'm not watching until the next playoff game. I can't watch this.
I know as a San Diego State alum, most people, well, Boise State can get there. You're in the same conference. You can get there. And I understand that. But for me, the best argument that anyone can get there is Arizona State. They were horrible last year. And
yeah,
with
they deserve
one season,
so much credit,
new
man.
Coach, couple of players, Cam Scataboo's performance, one of the great, in a losing cause, one of the great efforts you've ever seen in a college football game. He threw for a touchdown. He ran for 143 yards. He caught 99 yards. He was playing with the flus, throwing up on the sideline. That was compelling. That was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, that was really fun.
I've loved it, dude. We've been begging. And this is just like us, right? This is just like sports people and just humans in general. Wow, there's only four teams, and this team got left out. Okay, here's 12. But not like this.
I'm not going to complain about the format. Format's fine. These games have not been great.
It's not just you. It's everybody. It's everybody. And now they're going to go to 16 games, you know, eventually, or 14 games or whatever, like, or 14 teams. It's so good. I've loved it so much. Getting a chance to see those schools show out, teams like Arizona State, even teams like SMU, getting to show up and participate in a playoff game is so rad.
All right, here's your schedule for the semifinals. Thursday night, Capital One Orange Bowl, Notre Dame, 1.5 favorite over Penn State. Friday, Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, Ohio State.
What a game.
6-point favorite over essentially the home team in Texas in that game. So those are your matchups this week.
What a game. Ohio State looks.
They've gone from firing Ryan Day to prohibitive favorites now to win the national title.
Yep, 100%.
What a 2-week span for Ohio State.
I look at them and I watch that game and I went, nobody's beating them. Nobody. I think they're going to win it again.
All right, we've got a new time slot for the Rindle Report. It is coming up next. And Paulie's got drama from not one, but two high-profile Florida athletes for us in the Rindle Report. Coming
Some
up next.
Disgruntled employees.
First, though, Woods.
Yes, sir. If you are a California sports fan like I am, I got good news for you. Underdog is now available to play in your state, which is our state. Underdog, the best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs, college football playoffs, pro football playoffs, which players are going off, which players are ice cold. 5 million happy players. I just started using it over the break. I won $291 yesterday, just so you know. I picked four correct outcomes, and I'm very, very happy with the results from playing Underdog right now. So the best place to play Pick'em. So all you have to do is download the app, Underdog, sign up with your promo code. Make sure you type in Woods, W-O-O-D-S, when you do. To make that deposit now. Very simple to deposit. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Use the promo code Woods. You must be 18 and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. You're in luck. California is one of those state. Terms apply. Consider play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Check out Underdog today. Let's have some fun together.
Rattle Report next. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I like when the band comes up with a shirt that I'm wearing. That makes sense?
Yeah. Joy Division shirt?
Yes.
My son has that exact same shirt. He's also a Joy Division fan. Mm-hmm. We got a little new music. You've programmed some new beds.
Put some new bumpers in, and new Paulie's added a bunch of stuff.
Hope we haven't jarred everybody too much with the little changes we've made. We pushed back Take on Woods to 8:20.
We're still getting used to the new clock a little bit in here, and it's going to take. I'm rusty, man. I'm rusty as hell. 2 weeks off without having to do this is like go out and swing a golf. If you're a golfer, take 2 weeks off and go out and swing it. See how you do.
We don't get to come to the driving range. I guess we could have come in yesterday and just done a show just to kind of
It's good. It's good. You let it be rusty on the air.
There's really no driving range for the radio. Just jump on and you're on the first hole.
Do your thing.
It's time to tee off.
That's right.
And right now, it's new time slot of 9:35 a.m. It's time for today's edition of the Rindle Report.
After traffic.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. First RR of the year.
Forget how long that open is.
It's very long.
I'm talking about missing a couple of weeks. All right. I would like to start in the NFL, guys. Told you, kind of teased it heading into the break. Some disgruntled employees in the state of Florida, actually, in particular. We'll start in the NFL. Tyreek Hill is he's done, or he's out. As he himself said after the game yesterday, and he did not play in the final quarter. This was a game that Miami had to win.
Yeah, dude.
And he did not play in the fourth quarter, and then afterwards...
Took himself out, yeah?
Yeah, he said, I'm done. First time he's never made the playoffs in his career, and he did not like that.
I thought we were going to hear from him. I was waiting to hear from him. He's still under contract.
Okay. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is my first time I haven't been in the playoffs, man. So, I mean, for me, like I said, man, I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here, if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door, like I'm out, bro.
I'm out.
You know, so it was great playing here, but...
Oh.
You mean you thinking about leaving
here? If it is...
Walks away.
Yes.
Yes.
Mixed messaging because the first part of it, he said something. What did he say? He said, whether it's here or somewhere else, right? I'm going to get my bag, right?
And then it was like,
I'm out. It's like it hit him and he goes, no, I'm out. And then
he signed a 3-year deal. He's got 2 more years left with the
Dolphins.
They
just restructured it heading into this year to raise his guaranteed money. It's like over $100 million now.
I mean,
that's your bag. You got your bag then.
I get he was frustrated and it was a disappointing season, but I mean, your choices right now are either play for the Dolphins or retire. It's post-retirement plans, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
He already has his career picked out.
What is he doing?
He's going to be a porn star, he says. Oh, yeah. He's talked about that many times.
I don't read future porn star daily like you do, but anybody else that you wanted to...
He is on the record saying that when his football career is done, he would like to get into the adult film industry.
As a talent. An actor?
Yes, an actor, yes.
Not a director.
No. He wants to act in the industry.
He needs to be examined. Who says that out loud? Who says it out loud? A guy with $100 million still hanging in the balance. Right. Who's like, I can't wait to give this all up.
Holy crap. Forgot about that.
Tyler says, Ben always keeping an eye on the prospects coming down the line. Yeah, he's a prospect hugger. Bro, he said this?
He did.
I feel like 2023. It's right up my alley.
2023, he was on a Twitch stream. He said, oh, yeah, that very much serious about wanting to be a porn star.
I remember this, yeah.
I'd imagine, given his notoriety, he will be given the opportunity to do so if he wants.
I think he has, I believe, how many children does he have? 10? Already?
Usually they take precautions against that in the industry.
They do, but if I've got 10 kids, here's what I'm not doing. If I got 10 kids, you know what I'm not doing? Is I'm just going to be like, I'm going to put my head down and get my money that I've already renegotiated. I got $100 million coming my way. Yeah, we didn't get it done this year. We're going to come back. We're going to re-energize, make some moves, and we're going to come back next year. We're going to make the playoffs next year. And I'm walking out the door.
Man. Absolutely.
Can you imagine ever doing that?
No! Are you kidding? 20 years ago, maybe.
Really?
Not
even
now.
20 years ago? Never in my life could I have ever even thought about that. You could have thought about it.
No, but I would have been better suited, I think. I'm tired now. I'm just tired all the time. I don't have the stamina. I really am.
I don't. I mean, I'm less worried about the mechanics of it as simply just knowing that everyone's watching you.
No. All the time. Like, look at that guy. And you don't want to, because, you know, you don't want to talk too much. You're not the star of the show, and I think that's hard for a lot of. That's going to be hard for Tyreek to. He's not. No, I'm not watching that to see him ever. Ever.
You're more
watched.
Interested in his co-star.
Correct. Yeah, Jacob says I lost my stamina. I'm just tired. I'm tired. At two kids. Like, if I'm lucky enough, I'm just like, let's just, you know, let's get it. I'm tired. I don't want to do big production. I'm just over big production.
Think about it, though. The makeup, lighting.
Benny, have you ever seen me take one good picture? Now, imagine me nude and doing that. Not one good picture has ever been taken of me.
I don't...
And then you see me in there like...
I really don't think it would be fun, honestly. It really doesn't sound like it would be enjoyable.
Do you...
Almost at all.
I would say there's a 1% chance of being able to actually execute it in the moment. All right, action. And he's just like, nope, I'm done. There's no chance. I mean, there is just no chance.
I think about it, like a newfound respect for people who actually, oh my goodness,
I'm with you.
Can do this.
100%. 100%. I have nothing bad to say about you, but Tyreek, you're not the star of the show, dude. You're really not. No man is.
Did not know that we were going to go down that rabbit hole.
I'm so glad that he brought that up because I had never heard that. How did I miss this?
I swear to God we talked about that when it happened.
I don't know. It was a year and a half ago. So
seems unlike us.
Those lights, they get so bright. Dude, just,
these ring lights that we have are hard enough.
I know. I would just be a wreck. I just couldn't do it, man. Dub says, I can't get that out of my head. Thanks, Woodsy. You're welcome. Polly pull up Woods breathing. Yeah. My heavy breathing in when I'm just sitting here.
I don't think it's the good kind of heavy breathing that people are looking for.
God. I had no idea.
More of the deviated septum style of breathing.
He is a freak, huh?
Or maybe not. I don't know. He has a dream. Man has a dream.
He's open.
All right. Well, moving on.
Thanks, Polly.
From Miami superstar to Miami superstar, this time in the NBA. Do you guys follow anything that happened with Jimmy Butler? So
I wish I got it, dude. I really wish I got it.
Had been involved in trade rumors pretty much all season long. I think his agent had kind of leaked some information out there that Jimmy's not happy.
So the agent disputed. Shams went on and was like, Jimmy Butler's unhappy and he wants out of Miami. So Shams breaks that. The agent then responds and was like, that's not true. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a bum. And then a week later.
Yeah, so this was on, I think, the 2nd or the 3rd. So last weekend. And Jimmy Butler was doing his post-game interview and talking about his future, or he was asked about his future. Here's what he had to say. Here's what landed him a 7-game suspension by the team.
What do I want to see happen? I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball. And wherever that may be, we'll find out here pretty soon. But I want to get my joy back. I'm happy here,
Again.
Off the court. But I want to be.
So he likes living in Miami.
Back to somewhat dominant. I want to hoop. And I want to help this team win. Right now, I'm not doing it.
Can you get your joy back here on the court?
Probably not.
Wow.
Probably not. Looking for his joy back on the court.
I always liked him.
In Miami.
I always liked him a lot. A lot. I thought he was a really, really, and he is. I think he is a really good player. I hate this for him, though. I hate that he's, first of all, in that mental space. We've all been there.
Yeah, it sucks.
The problem, because of the NBA's salary cap rules, there really is no, and Brian Windhorst reported this yesterday, they're not getting any offers. There's no trade that really makes sense for both the Miami Heat and another team that would work out with the financials in play with Jimmy Butler. So their hands are kind of tied here. And now Jimmy Butler's painted himself into, I'm unhappy. I don't want to be here anymore. But they can't trade him really anywhere. So
is that a valid suspension, in your opinion, then, by the team?
It's an overreaction.
They suspended him for 7 games, and they said, through his actions and statements he has shown, he no longer wants to be a part of this team. Jimmy Butler and his representatives have indicated that they wish to be traded, therefore we will listen to offers. Okay.
You can bench him without suspending him. You know, we're going to give Jimmy a couple of days off to, load management or something. The fact that you're suspending him to not pay him, though, I think that's going too far in this case. Handle it in a better way if you're the Miami Heat. Maybe he'll find some joy if you handle this in a more player-friendly fashion.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, the suspension. It's not like
he's been a troublemaker.
No. It's their feelings are hurt. You know, their feelings are hurt. His feelings are hurt. Didn't he sign a huge extension?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, again, sometimes it doesn't go your way. The promises aren't delivered upon. But the contract is there for a reason, you know, and you need to either play out your contract, and you're well within your rights to say, I'd like to be traded, right? Yeah. If it doesn't work, you still got to give your best effort to the team that's paying you, in my opinion.
Yes.
But
that's called being a professional.
Correct.
And it's sports. You know, Tyreek, same thing. You're not going to make the playoffs every year of your career.
Yeah.
There's going to be down seasons. Your team is going to have injuries. They're going to have, you know, ups and downs and fluctuations. And as a professional, you have to be able to get over one bad year and go, all right, this hasn't gone the way I wanted. Let's dig deep and let's make it better next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, do the best we can right now while I'm on the court.
Tough, dude. Tough. It's really tough. I hate that. You can see it in Jimmy's face, you know, and he's just like, I just want to get my joy back.
It's sad to hear that.
It's sad to hear
that. It's weird, though. Everyone likes Spo, so it's not the coach.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was the coach, you're a star player.
He said, force your coach out.
But
said,
I don't
I
think
wanna
that's
be out
it.
There. I want to lead this team to the playoffs, and I just can't do it. And that's
what it is.
Taking the joy out of it.
Yeah, I wonder what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. But all right, that's the sports. And then we mentioned, what did we say? It's Three Kings Day today. Take down your Christmas tree day.
Yeah.
It's also Happy Divorce Day out there. Do you say Happy Divorce Day?
I think in some cases you might. You know, might.
Yeah, I was reading here. It's the number one day of the year for breakups. I go,
after the holidays.
I guess that's interesting.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, you think everybody, okay, a lot of guys are home. People home for the holidays.
2 weeks at home is enough.
It was like in the pandemic back in 2020. Like, divorce rates skyrocketed a month into the lockdown because everyone's like, I don't actually like you that much.
Is it a fresh start bit?
I've been thinking about this, but I'm not going to do it over the holidays.
Yes.
I'm going to wait until we get through this with the family and everything, and then, all right, we're clear of that. Now it's time to make a change in my life.
You know what? This is not working out. Fresh start for both of us. Sign here, right? Sign those.
New year, new us.
New year, new you. New year, new me. I don't know. I just had the vision after spending. I enjoyed my time with my kids, but part of me goes, oh. Yeah, a little break would be nice. Luckily, we always have the fantasy camp break that I'm counting down the days to get to. And then I'll weep openly the first night that I'm away from them. But that's interesting. Today is the day.
This is here. A study a few years back found that Google the searches continue to skyrocket for things like quickie divorce.
Quickie.
Every January. Thanksgiving, Christmas, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
I'd like your theory. I think your theory holds the most water of, I don't want to do this during the holidays. We've got the kids. We've got this. New Year's comes. First Monday of the year. Yeah. Hey, what's this going to run me? How do I get out of this thing? It's interesting. Interesting.
Polly, thank you very much.
I also, have you guys seen that commercial that says that Quitter's Day is this Friday? That
yes.
I didn't know that. Resolutions,
you go to the gym for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then
this Friday is the day where everyone quits. You're done.
You hit the Friday, you're like, okay, I can get through 1 week. Then the second week, you hit Friday, and you go, no, I'm going back to eating bad and drinking.
Yeah.
And
drink
and dry January is over, whatever. You can't make it more than 2 weeks.
That's true.
Paulie, by the way, we didn't even mention it. You went up to the Lakers game. Did we mention that earlier?
We mentioned it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I actually, that reminds me. I have a gift for her. Well, one of you. Anybody want something
Lakers related? Is it Lakers related? I was
thinking
probably
Woods.
I'm thinking. All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, it was a giveaway night. So when
let's
we watched
it, it looks like a some sort of sash. Or
there's a good way to figure it out is you just open it and then you can.
Well, this is like one of those.
It looks like a sash.
Candy cane wrappers.
How do you wear a sash? Sideways?
They don't have scissors.
Give me the thing.
I got it.
Jesus. Didn't know that was going to take that long. Right. It's a Lakers
sash.
Luggage strap.
Oh, it's a strap-on.
Everybody was wearing them.
It's a strap-on for your suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah. That looks so cool on you.
My Lakers sash. I look, it's perfect.
Try it as a belt.
My wife goes, like, what are you going to do with your Lakers sash?
I'm like, Mr. Lakers America.
Put it around your waist. You think it'll fit?
I think it's too big for the waist. It's a little
wear
too
like
small
a belt.
Yeah, wear it as a belt. That's killer. Look at that new belt.
This was the giveaway.
That was the giveaway.
It's a Lakers belt. That looks really cool, dude. Looks really cool.
For you, man.
Now, here's the thing.
It's an odd giveaway.
It is. It's a very odd giveaway now that I think about it.
I was stressed.
Here's a fork.
What am I supposed to do?
A Lakers fork.
One.
So couldn't have gone on like LeBron jersey night or something.
No, Paulie had to go on Lakers sash night.
Oh, that's good.
So you guys know we always get each other gifts when we go on trips, and I did go to Texas, and I brought you guys a gift, but I had it confiscated. TSA got me. I brought you guys some barbecue seasoning. It was like for meats. Yeah. Kinder, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. Well, I got it at Buc-ee's. I was in my first Buc-ee's, which was a total scene. And I grabbed you guys some seasoning, put it in my bag. They took it from me.
Too much seasoning?
No, that it had salt.
Salt.
In it. And can
is it
I make
an explosive?
A
maybe?
Bomb out of salt? Maybe.
Yeah, I think
a salt bomb.
Yeah.
So they took it from me. So
the right ingredients, you could have taken down the plane.
Well, damn.
Sorry about that,
too much
guys.
Salt. Well, thank you for the thought. It's the thought that counts.
Well, no, it was more than a thought. I actually spent the money. I actually spent the money to get it, and
it's
I didn't get it.
Sitting in an office
correct.
At the airport.
No, it's
in
on someone's
Dallas.
Meat at TSA. They're like, another score. Another score.
All right. Well, I went to Vegas for a couple of days. I didn't bring anything. It's
shocker.
Usual, so.
Shocker.
Did get rivered at a poker tournament, but that's another story.
Save that for tomorrow.
All right. We will come back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Annie and Elston back next. Don't go away. More 97.3 The Fan coming up. Have a great one, everybody.